بسم الله والحمد لله وصلى الله على رسول الله وبعد.
What is the proof that one is allowed to pray more than 11 cycles during Ramadan prayers, night prayers or Taraweeh prayers? Some people nowadays have claimed that it is not lawful to pray more than 11 prayers. In Surah Al-Hajj, Ayah 77, Allah Ta'ala said, وَفْعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. It means, and do good deeds so that you succeed. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the night prayer is performed in pairs of cycles, related by Al-Bukhari. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the optional prayer is a great recommendation. He who wishes can pray few cycles, and he who wishes can pray many cycles, related by Muslim. Now, some people praise the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam during Ramadan, or on the 15th of Ramadan, or the 15th of Sha'ban, or the 27th of Ramadan. They make praises, they make extra good deeds, recitation to Al-Quran or Madih, or in some cases they will use instruments of such as the tambourine or the duf or the drums while they are making their praises, while they are making their chants or madih. This is valid, this is acceptable in Islam. As we explained in the previous topic about chanting or praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is permissible to use the tambourine while doing that. And the proof is Abu Dawood related that a woman said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have made a vow to play the tambourine in your presence upon your safe return. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, if you have made a vow, then fulfill your vow. This implies that it is permissible. Had it been not permissible, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would not have let her. Also, this indicates that it is permissible for the woman to show her voice or speak in front of the men, as long as it's not in an unlawful act. Another question might arise, some people have misconceptions about, is the prophethood of Prophet Adam alayhi salam. Let it be clear that the first prophet is Adam, peace be upon him. Adam, peace be upon him, was a prophet. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, Inna Allah astafa Adam. Surah Al-Imran, Ayah 33 means, Allah chose Adam for prophethood. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said in a hadith related by At-Tirmidhi, on judgment day, all prophets, Adam and others, will be under my banner. There's a group of people that recently arose and started claiming that Adam was not a prophet. They are belying the Quran and belying the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Among them is the one that's mentioned or related by At-Tirmidhi. So Adam is the first prophet. He was Muslim. He worshipped Allah. All the prophets were Muslim. Prophet Musa, Prophet Isa, and ending with Prophet Muhammad, all called the people to worship Allah alone. No one deserves to be worshipped except Allah, the one who is attributed with attributes of perfection. The Prophet, Allah Ta'ala said, وَكُلًّا فَضَّلْنَا عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. And all the prophets of Allah, they had the best attributes, and they were with the best of merits. Rather, it is obligatory to believe in that. It is a must to believe that every prophet of Allah is attributed with truthfulness, trustworthiness, intelligence, and they are attributed with the good characteristics, with courage and articulation. Consequently, lying, dishonesty, vileness, fornication, and other enormous sins, they are impeccable, or blasphemy, are impossible to be amongst their attributes. both before and after prophethood. As we said, Allah Ta'ala said, وَكُلًّا فَضَّلْنَا عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Surah Al-An'am, Ayah 86, means Allah has given the prophets higher ranks than the rest of the world. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also said in a hadith related by At-Tirmidhi, Allah did not send a prophet except with a pleasing face and a pleasing voice. So all the prophets were with the highest of ranks. They were all the best of Allah's creations, and they were all with good manners, good characteristics. They never lied. They never worshipped other than Allah. Prophet Yusuf never determined to commit adultery. Prophet Ibrahim never worshipped other than Allah. None of the prophets sold idols or worshipped idols, as some people claim. Prophet Ayyub did not have disgusting worms coming from his body, as some people claim. He did have some calamities, but they were not disgusting. They were not diseases that would push people away. He was very patient prophet. Prophet Adam, peace be upon him, he used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Muhammad, he's a human being. Allah created him from bones and flesh. He is not, as some people claim, inhuman. They claim he's physical light. Rather, the Prophet is a human being, but he is the best of Allah's creations, and he came with the light of Islam. Nur al-Islam. The light of Islam means the guidance to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala made him with the best of rank and the highest of rank. Allah ta'ala said in Al-Quran al-Kareem, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. So this ayah, Allah Ta'ala shows the high rank of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala said in this, in Surah Al-Ahzab, ayah 56, which means Allah raises the ranks, the rank of Prophet Muhammad, and the angels make salah on him by asking Allah to raise his rank. O you who believe, make salah and salam on him. The salah ala nabi, on the Prophet, salat on the Prophet, is to say a variant of the expression Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, which means, O Allah, raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad. This is lawful to do. It's lawful to make a salat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anytime. Before Adhan, after Adhan, after the prayer on the day of Friday. It's all permissible and it's all recommended. No attention should be given to those who claim it is that it is unlawful to make salat on the Prophet, make salat and salam, to say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, or O Allah, raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad repeatedly, or after the Adhan, after the call of prayer. It is recommended to do that. It is recommended to make salat and salam on the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, also on the day of Friday. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said in the hadith that was related by As-Sakhawi, he who mentions me, let him make salat on me. It's recommended whenever we say the name of the Prophet to make salat and salam on him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The salam on the Prophet is to ask Allah to protect his nation from that which he fears for it. The salat on the Prophet means to ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam said, if you hear the caller for prayer, the muadhin, say what he says, then make salah on me. This hadith was related by Imam Muslim. It means, whenever you hear the name of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, may Allah Ta'ala raise his rank and protect his nation from which the Prophet fears for this nation from any harm. Or say, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa hadha walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. I ask Allah Ta'ala to bless us with the blessings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to guide us to Islam, to enable us to do the good deeds and to succeed in this dunya and in the hereafter, and admit us to Al-Jannah, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والله تعالى أعلم وأحكم. الله knows best.